At the Philadelphia Daily News, new ground has been broken, we think, in the classified pages. Debbie Licklider is the new initiatives editor of the paper. Ms. Licklider, what would I see in the paper now that I have never seen before?
Well, beginning today, we are running tributes to deceased pets, a pet obit, or as we call them internally, pet tributes.
Pet tributes, and today was the first.
That's right.
How many pets are remembered in today's paper?
We only have two today because it is a new product that we are just trying to introduce here.
Well, you seem to have primed the pump yourself a little bit here.
Yes, I did.
Tell us about Winnie.
Winnie. Our family dog died just a year ago. I said I would be willing to write one of these for the first day of the pet obits. So I wrote a little obituary about Winnie, who is... was our 9-year-old West Highland White Terrier, Winnie, a 9-year-old Westie who died at home after a long illness, is remembered by the Bakers on the 1-year anniversary of her death. She was feisty and fearless, but a lousy watchdog who greeted every stranger with a wagging tail and a request for a belly rub. We miss her.
Actually, you can actually be a lot more pithy about these things when it's a dog than it's a person,
right.
Can't you? Yes.
That's right. And these will be written by our readers. We're not having staff writers write obituaries for people's pets. We think that people will want to share their own thoughts about their pets, and that's why it's being done as a classified advertising initiative.
What's the history of this in newspapers? Have there been pet obituary features or pet tributes, as you say, elsewhere?
Well, we're not really sure. We think that some papers have tried doing this in the past. We don't know if anyone has handled it in quite the same way that we're doing. We're going to run them once a month.
And the price of a pet tribute?
A short pet tribute with a photo of your pet is $50.
I wonder if the real obsessive pet lovers out there will like it in the classifieds.
And that is a really good question because we don't know. I talked to someone from a paper in Florida this morning, and she said that they tried something like this, but people really wanted it to be with the obituaries for people. And they were reluctant to do that.
How did that discussion go at the Philadelphia Daily News?
Well, we always thought that it should be in the classified advertising department. And I think we can certainly play around with the way it looks and make something that looks nice and that it'll be something that people will want to cut out and keep.
Well, Ms. Licklider, thank you very much for talking with
us. Thank you.
Debbie Licklider is editor for new initiatives at the Philadelphia Daily News, which today began, for the first time, its feature of pet tributes in the classified ads.